Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Late Show. Folks, you know my first guest tonight as the very funny comedian who starred in the Anchorman movies, Talladega Nights, and Elf. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Will Ferrell.
Get ready to be totally let down.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you on.
It's my first time, technically, as myself.
Yes. The first time you came on as an animal expert.
An animal expert.
You as
on,
Will, but animal expert.
On your live Super Bowl
show. The live Super Bowl show, right. Yep.
And it was a very calm atmosphere backstage.
Very,
people
I'm sure.
People were super chill.
Yeah. You know what adds to a live Super Bowl show?
What?
Animals.
Animals.
At animals. Yeah. That yeah. calms everybody down. And then you came on as, we had Ron Burgundy. Your friend Ron Burgundy was on.
My friend Ron Burgundy came
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I think he was on for 45 minutes.
Was he on for that long?
I think it was 45 minutes of Ron Burgundy was on the show. We had to cut him down, and we shot the tape we didn't use into space.
Well, you know, when he left the studio,
yeah.
he wandered out onto the street and said hello to every single person who was in the audience that night.
Oh, wow.
He just talked with them.
Oh, that's nice. And he's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people. The people did not want to talk to him, though.
I'm surprised.
Because I think he had some scotch with you that night.
He did.
He was...
Yeah, he loves the delicious
he
scotch.
He already had a bunch of scotch prior to that moment, mm-hmm. so he was... Three sheets to the wind.
Well, it's really lovely to have you on. Nice.
Thank
you. It's nice to have the actual Will Ferrell here. Do you enjoy being Will?
Being the Will Ferrell?
Does it feel good just to be Will?
I like being Will Ferrell, sure. I mean, when you look like this, every day can be a challenge.
On Sunday.
You have a misshapen head?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No. You're
pineapple head, they used to call me in school.
Will, no. You are beautiful to someone.
Thank you.
To someone.
To someone.
Yeah. It only takes one. On Sunday, you presented with our dear friend Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I gotta remember that. Yeah. Yeah, we did the Oscars.
You guys look amazing.
Thank you.
So glamorous.
Yeah.
Was that a
She's the best.
She's fantastic.
She's wonderful.
I wish she could have stuck around like for another night because she was
yeah.
here last night. I wish
she was there last night.
She was here last night. Yeah.
Because tonight's Wednesday. I know my calendar.
You know,
I know my calendar.
Was this a fun night?
It only takes one. It was a fun night. Mm-hmm. It was so glamorous. Let me set the stage. Had to present at 6:45. Was there at 6:15, was home eating a slice of pizza with a beer in my hand at 7:05. That's
nice.
That's the glitz, that's the glamour of Hollywood. Yeah.
You've been to the Oscars many times once.
I have. I've been many times.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you remember the first time? What was the...
The first time, I don't know. I must have been presenting something. I think we just got invited. To go, my wife and I were like,
"Wow,
we gotta go!"
Right.
I mean, this
sure.
is a,
legally
a
dream you have to go.
Legally, you have to. If you're a member of the Hollywood showbiz community,
sure.
you have to go.
Right.
It's like jury duty for
right.
us. And you can only put it off so long.
Right.
Before
you can
get
defer once
points
you can defer
on
once.
Your license.
But
yes.
After that, you don't get to vote unless you
no.
Vote.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But we went, and Viv was 9 months pregnant.
Is that this?
Pregnant
with, is that what's going
yes,
on here?
With our first son, Magnus. And there we were on the red carpet.
Yep.
And that's not my hand on her stomach.
Which is someone reaching
that's
in.
That's someone reaching in.
Raul Julia.
That was Raul Julia reaching in. And I had told him beforehand, because he said, can I touch your wife's belly? And I said, Raul, not the time or place. Not the appropriate. And he did it anyway. Did it anyway. But they had an ambulance standing by, ready to go.
But for you guys?
For us.
For real?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just
wait,
in case.
How pregnant are we talking here?
I think Magnus was born 3 days later.
Wow.
So Viv was a trooper.
A total
but
trooper to
here,
go.
Here was an amazing, a great Hollywood moment. You finally get to go to the Oscars. You're all dressed up. You're excited. The red carpet, it's more photographers than you can ever imagine.
Sure.
And they're screaming your name. Will! Will, over here! Will, over here! And you're looking at the cameras. You can't look any more directly than you are looking. And I'm like, I'm looking at you. I'm looking. And they're like, Will, over here! Will, over here! I'm like, I'm looking at you. I'm looking. And I finally look to my left, and it's Will Smith. And I go, oh. And we just started laughing so hard.
That's wonderful.
And just, let's get out of here. Let's go.
They got enough of
us.
Yeah,
they got enough of us.
Mm-hmm.
They want the real Will. Yeah.
Now, we were talking with Julia last night about the new film, Downhill.
Right.
You play husband and wife in that. And she explained last night what happens in the movie. So I think it's legal for you to explain what happens. Now, she told it from the wife's point of view. Could you explain from the husband's point of view what happens?
Yes.
The event near the beginning of the movie that sets the whole thing rolling.
Right.
From the husband's point of view.
Sure.
Where are you and what's happening?
Husband's point of view is, we're having lunch. First day of our ski trip.
Yep.
At a ski chalet, mid-mountain.
Outside.
Outside, beautiful
amazing
spot.
Yep.
Thinking about what we're going to order, whether we should eat a light meal, save room for a snack later.
Sure.
But I need to get on the mountain.
Right.
I'm trying to, you know, plan the day.
Let's go, gang.
Let's go ski the beast, maybe. You know?
Sure.
There's something called the beast.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get the trains moving when all of a sudden an avalanche hits.
A controlled avalanche,
but it looks...
It's a big one.
...real enough.
Yeah.
And I remembered in that moment that I had a phone call I had to take. So I didn't think anyone noticed. I tried to delicately leave with my cell phone and just saunter off. Not knowing my family would be covered in ice and snow, but they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Only to come back and see that, I didn't get to my phone.
Yeah.
I didn't get to my call.
So you abandoned your family.
And then I realized later I've abandoned my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sit down and I order soup.
And it proceeds.
And it proceeds.
There's a fair amount of tension between you and Julia throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Now, this is the craziest thing about this: is that I found out, and is this true?
Right.
That you guys met each other doing this movie. You guys hadn't met before.
We hadn't met before.
How is that possible? I met her before.
You have met.
And
yeah.
You're Will Ferrell. I've had dinner with her. And how did I beat you to the punch to meet Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
And here's the crazy thing: I didn't even know what she looked like.
Wow.
So I was in.
You're like just kind of going, Julia.
Well, I had
to
her,
see who turns around.
No, we were meeting. We were having lunch at a hotel, so I just had her paged. And.
Did she match up what you had in your mind?
I just said that's not her. Sorry, that's not you.
Yeah. Okay. But how did
no,
you
No, I don't
meet?
Know. It's
both
very
worked
strange.
At NBC at the same time. Isn't there like a central place
you
where
think
you people
there
meet?
You think there would have been some sort of like group bonding,
outward
bound NBC kind of.
Yeah. Well, every 3 months, everyone at CBS does trust falls with
an
each
off-site.
Other. Yeah.
Do you do an offsite?
We do an offsite, yeah.
Where do you go?
Sun Valley.
So, okay.
Yeah. Everyone who
it's
works
always
at CBS,
Sun Valley.
Always Sun Valley every 3 months.
Same place? Same resort?
Yes, but they don't tell us where it is. We have to find each other.
What time of year is it?
What time of year is it?
Yeah.
It's every 3 months.
Oh, I thought you said one. Okay.
Yeah, once every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
We go. So it's a different season.
Gotta
every
be
time
fun
we go.
To crash the CBS offsite, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to come?
Guest speaker?
Yeah, sure. Our next one's this weekend.
Oh, no, I got it. This Valentine's
weekend? No, this Valentine's weekend, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They, CBS.
I got a soccer tournament.
They're very, very important. You have what?
I have a soccer tournament.
You have a soccer tournament?
Yeah.
A Valentine's? Are you playing or are the kids
no,
playing?
I'm not. I wish. I would crush those kids.
Yeah?
No, it's 10-year-olds.
10-year-olds? Yeah, you could take them.
You
could 100% take them.
U12. Oh, every time I watch, I'm like, God, I would score 10 goals a game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Coach says, miss the ball, don't miss your man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
Kick children.
I'm going to yell that from the sidelines.
Yes. Now, can we get back to the movie just for a second?
Well, here's the thing. Please.
Because there is a clip.
Yeah, there is a clip.
And what's going on in this clip right here? I've seen the movie, and I really enjoyed the movie.
This is the clip when we are checking into the hotel, just arriving there, and we come across the kind of concierge
played by Miranda Otto.
Played by Miranda Otto, and it's kind of the setup of the, a little bit of the kind of Americans and Austria fish out of water, a little bit of a cultural mystery.
She's introducing you to the European party lifestyle.
Party lifestyle, exactly.
Okay. Jim?
Here, the body is not to be ashamed of.
Well, speak for yourself.
No, your body is good. Celebrate it.
Okay, yes. I will for sure do that.
Both?
Yeah. No question.
Good.
We'll celebrate.
So, I am here as friend, yeah? Do you want to be my friend?
Oh, sure.
Then we are friends.
Great. Wonderful.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure. We've all been there.
We've
all been there.
Yeah.
Will, we have to take a little bit of a break, okay? Would you just stay right there, please? We'll be right back with more Will Ferrell, everybody.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with Will T. Ferrell.
Thank you.
Are you a big athlete? Are you a big skier?
I am a forever intermediate skier. Do you ski at all?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing here.
Yeah. I'm very solid. You're gonna find me on runs with a lot of streets in the title, like Sesame Street, Main Street,
Easy Street, Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound. You're not gonna find me on Devil's Crotch Hair.
Yeah.
Or
Satan's Cackle.
Satan's Cackle. yeah, nothing with devil or witch or warlock. Witch's Brew.
Oops-a-daisy.
Oops-a-daisy. Nope. Mm-hmm. Our last ski trip, there was a really good one called Hidden Treasure. We were about to ski on Hidden Treasure when I made a joke in front of we were skiing with some of our Swedish family.
Oh, okay.
Because
Vivica is Swedish.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
My her cousin's 17-year-old daughter. I made the joke. Oh, Hidden Treasure. That's also the nickname Vivica has for my penis. And then I forgot I was in front of a 60-year-old high school girl who speaks Swedish. But problem is, their English is really good.
That is a problem. That is a problem. You know what? You know, So you didn't ski down Hidden Treasure because it would remind everyone of your penis.
Of my penis. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this. Does your
If you
penis,
happen to ski at Deer Valley and go down Hidden Treasure, you're going to be thinking about one thing.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does your penis have moguls on it? That's what I want to know. Is it a black diamond? Is your penis a black diamond is what I'm asking.
It's a little mogul-y during the wintertime. Summertime is totally groomed.
Early
groomed.
In the morning.
Groomed. Fresh tracks.
Well, the summertime, you want summertime. Mountain biking.
Oh, yeah,
you want
yeah.
A mountain biking in the summertime.
Exactly.
Exactly. Still take the lift up.
A lot of people say
it's
a lot better in the summertime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wintertime, you don't want to go near it. Summertime's the best time to experience it.
Uh-huh. Now.
Hidden Treasure.
Hidden Treasure. You can't buy that kind of advertising.
Okay.
Back to the movie for just a second.
Just a second.
Okay, downhill in the movie.
Yeah.
Again, you're a skiing family. You guys hit the mountain pretty hard in this one. Were you athletic as a child? Because I know you could beat children at soccer. We know that.
I was a big athlete.
Yeah?
I played,
and you brought photos to prove this.
I played soccer, basketball, baseball, football. In fact, this is from the Irvine Soccer Club.
Okay. Irvine, California?
Irvine, California.
Okay.
This is the first year.
Where are you in this? Because I looked and I cannot find you
in
this collection.
All the way. Is that? Yeah, there I am.
That's you?
Look at tall drink of water there. And if we can we get in a little closer to show off the muscle definition of my leg?
There you go.
Look at that.
Yep, like a newborn colt.
Yep. Shorts pulled up nice and tight and high.
Got to.
Shirt tucked in.
Got to. Mm-hmm.
I was going to be a professional soccer player.
Were you really?
And then I played so much soccer, then I became the field goal kicker of our high school team.
All right.
And
there you go.
I was going to try to, now that's a pretty good action shot right there.
That's not bad.
Right there.
That's Daddy Haunches right there. Right. What?
Mr. Automatic, they called me.
How many yards out are we here?
That was, that's just an extra point, I think. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah. I tried walking on at the University of Southern California.
No way.
As a field goal kicker.
You tried to walk
on? Yeah,
I
tried to walk on.
USC?
I saw they had tryouts posted. And they said, you know, tryouts at, you know, Wednesday at 3:00.
Sure.
I went to the field.
Sure.
And I kicked the ball, I think, 8 times. And the coach blew the whistle. He said, "You, come over here. We want you to leave."
True story.
Yes.
True
story. You can stay if you want. If you want to be a practice, like, tackling dummy. We play on the scout team offense, which are basically kids that we can tackle so we don't hurt the regular starters. Or your other option is to leave. So that's a good story, too.
You left.
So I left.
You left.
I left.
I didn't know whether...
I didn't decide to go out. So that was the...
Okay.
I got 8 kicks in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I could have been on the bench. Yeah.
Now, you and your lovely wife, Vivica, who was in here, have been married for 20 years?
20 years in August.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yes. That's really wonderful. She's the best.
That's the best.
She's a lucky lady.
She is. The film comes out on Valentine's Day.
It does.
And it's a great date movie.
Yep.
If the relationship is already very strong.
Yeah.
Yes. How do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day?
Well, I don't know if we really do a regular thing necessarily,
like
but
flowers and
I do send flowers. I'm very good about flowers.
Sure.
And I do write very interesting notes on the flowers.
Personal notes
that Vivica, bless her heart, I was telling her that I was going to maybe talk about this, and she found number of the cards. She's okay. And
okay.
These are not, it's from
Holly Flora
in Los Angeles,
okay.
which But these are the actual cards, four of them, that she's received from me on various Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
Starting with, happy Valentine's Day, Vivica. My love for you has grown over the years by a total of 3%.
Still.
Okay. Honey, you are a great mother, but you have no sense of personal space. Back off. Happy Valentine's Day. My assistant has to call these in to the florist, and they
really?
Just write
the
it down.
Write yeah. down. Does the yeah. florist know that this is done with
they're
love?
So they're so over it now. They're just, got it. Yep, thank you. My heart skips a beat every time I think of you because of my atrial fibrillation. It's pretty good.
It is not
it's
bad. Yeah, good. Yeah. And this is the fourth one.
For the moment. This is just short and sweet. Happy Valentine's Day. Don't be a witch. Right?
Yeah.
But how lucky to find someone who thinks that's funny.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is really lovely. Hold on to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a keeper.
We have to take another break, but when we come back, we will see Will Ferrell's world premiere dramatic role right here on CBS. Stick around.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Hey, everybody, we're back with Will Ferrell. Now, here's the thing that people don't know.
Right.
Is that you and I have worked together before.
We have.
Yeah. We worked together on
Strangers
with Candy. You did a special appearance.
Yep. You guest wrote on SNL for 2 weeks?
For 1 month, if I don't mind.
Well, no, I think...
It was three episodes over a month.
I think it felt like 2 weeks because of the prolific amount of work you had on the show.
Because when I was gone, you're like, too soon.
Too soon,
why
right,
has he been
right.
taken from the studio
but
soon?
I think you, yeah. Yeah, I think we wrote a sketch, you and Mark McKinney and I...
What was it
about these Roman soldiers, and it was these dueling orations back and forth.
God, I would give anything to remember what you're talking about.
We were setting the terms of a battle.
Yeah, that sounds like
me. We were setting the terms of a battle.
Yeah.
But the terms were so complicated, and it was this back and forth building of that's as much as I got too.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it, I know this.
And guess what? It went to dress, and no one laughed.
You're welcome. You're welcome
they
for were, that.
They love the history, I think.
Yeah. And yeah. we did Bewitched together.
And we did Bewitched.
And now I just realized that we're both, and you can come to the CBS Big offsite this
yeah.
weekend. Because I didn't realize this, is that you're also a member of the CBS family.
I am.
You people, this I is sort of, this is a comedic role this weekend and downhill.
Right.
But it's also dramatic
it's
at
also
the same
dramatic.
Time. You did a very dramatic role.
I did a very
on
dramatic.
The show. What was the show?
It was The Guardian.
What was that?
It was The Guardian.
Okay. My apologies, yes.
Yes.
And when was this?
CBS.
Yes.
I want to say mid to late 90s.
Okay.
And my manager, Jimmy, was also a producer on it at the time, and we basically forced CBS to write a guest role for me, which looks like I'm going to be a series regular, uncredited.
No jokes.
Under the name Phil Weston. It's credited as Phil Weston.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't
so
leak it anyway.
So you're a member of the crew, and is it a law firm or something?
No, it's... I don't think it's a law firm.
I don't know.
It's a cop show.
Cop show.
And it looks like I'm going to come be a part of the precinct until this final moment.
And then we have a clip here of the final moment of the first episode.
I don't know if it's the first episode. It's the only episode I was in.
It's
in The Guardian.
So this is your dramatic. This is your dramatic debut.
This is my debut on the CBS Family.
You know, hold the elevator.
I'll wait.
Careful.
You know what? I'll wait, too.
Outstanding first week, Larry.
Thank you, Alvin. Pretty exciting first week for me. It's amazing what you guys do around here, you know?
You'll get used to it.
You got any plans for the weekend?
Pirate game, maybe. And just clean around the house.
Oh. I actually have a date. I met her on the internet. She comes from Wyoming, of all places.
Hey, what are you doing here?
It was a sweet little family show. And I think that was on, Tuesday mornings at 11. It was an 11 a.m. show.
Well, Will, I hope we can get you back to CBS for some more work like that.
You're not going to get rid of me. I'm part of the family.
Yeah. Lovely to see you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for being
so
here.
So fun.
Thank you for listening to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.